And we now turn to Pottawatomie County Health Director Leslie Campbell. I know you have all kinds of events coming up, big fall festival going on. I'll let you tell us all about it, Leslie.
Yes, we are. We were talking about Blue Township Growing, and so the health department is having a fall harvest festival there, and we're going to be doing bike inspections, bike helmets. There's a lot of partners coming to help us. We're not doing all of it. We'll be taking back unused medications that you want to get rid of. We're going to have car seats, safety checks, pedestrian safety. It is Halloween, and we want to make sure all the kids are safe during Halloween. That is one of the biggest days to have a pedestrian accident in the United States, not just in Kansas. So we have flu shots, though, available. We have three community events coming up to give flu shots. One, of course, at the Fall Festival this Thursday from 2 to 6 at Green Valley Community Center. We also will be in Havensville today from 12 to 2 to give flu vaccines. And then we have one more event in Wamego at the Kaw Valley Bank, and it's November 17th. So there's plenty of opportunity to get flu vaccine before the flu season starts. So that's one of our biggest pushes is, of course, communicable disease containment. And that's what we spend a lot of our time on at the health department. But come by the festival. We're going to have a lot of things, the ambulance, the fire truck, emergency management's going to be there. And if I can talk someone into dressing up like a zombie, I'm going to.
That sounds like way too much fun.
Yeah.
I know. How is the season going? Are you seeing a lot of sickness around Pottawatomie County, or especially in children generally? As a rule, it seems like that's where it seems to hit. Or
yeah, right now, not influenza. So, but I'm sure it will be coming. Usually between Thanksgiving, Christmas gets started, and then our peak February, March. So, yeah, right now the most we're hearing is stomach flu is out there. So what's the biggest thing you need to do? Wash your hands. So, yeah. But stomach flu and strep are the biggest things that we're seeing right now.
I've known some people losing their voices and that kind of thing. And I don't know how much of that is allergy oriented or actual colds. It's hard to determine that, I'm guessing. Whooping cough, are we okay? Knock on wood. I know that, was it Lyon County I heard that was having trouble, or somewhere farther down south?
Reno County.
Reno County. Thank you very much for clarifying. Are we doing a little better on that note this time around?
Yes, we are. We had a couple of cases in August, but we haven't had any since. So we're doing better. Maybe one case in September. So not like we had last year, which we had 110 cases. This year, we're probably ranging around 40. So that's good.
And back to the fall festival. Say I'm interested in attending. It sounds like it's open to the whole family. Do I need to bring anything with me? What do I need to do when I show up? That kind of thing.
No, nothing. If you want to get a flu vaccine, you may bring your immunization record. But otherwise, we're just going to have a lot of cool giveaways, some reflective items. We're going to talk about, we can check your bike, bring your bike with you if you like, your helmet. We can fit your helmet, make sure that it's properly fitted. So for pedestrian safety, all of those things. So yeah, so bring your kids, bring your bike, and we'll inspect your bike too.
Well, I know also while we were talking about pedestrian safety, the Pottawatomie County Commission yesterday talking some about safe routes, and I don't know if Peter feels up to talking about that a little bit. I know Pat Waxelman mentioned it during our discussion with him, but kind of tell us what we're talking about there, if you could, Peter.
Well, KDOT has a transportation alternatives program that they administer that looks at some of the bikes and pedestrian issues, and the County Commission has opted to submit two different applications to KDOT for, one, a Safe Routes to School Phase 1 plan, which is to plan how to handle and make sure that safe routes are available for children to get to and from school. And it's the focus of this plan will be primarily for the Blue Township area, for the future school site, and potentially also for the Christian school that is there in the area. The second application is for an actual piece of construction, a multi-use trail or path that would extend on the west side of Green Valley Road from the bridge that is currently there over Elbow Creek down to towards US 24. Both those applications will have a pretty significant impact on the ability to bike and walk in the area, and I feel it's a good step forward as the area continues to grow and as there's more people who want to walk and bike. The bridge itself is scheduled to be under construction here in the near future. We're still in the process of getting all the loose ends wrapped up before we can go out to bid. And when that bridge is built, there will be a 10-foot wide path on the west side of the bridge that will connect the neighborhoods that are north on Green Valley Road down to the south, and then if we are successful with that grant with KDOT, we'll be able to extend that 10-foot path all the way down towards the commercial area on US 24.
And quite honestly, Peter, I'm remembering you've been involved in the grant process before, so this is probably nothing real new for you to kind of go through some of these things.
Yeah, it was one of my big responsibilities when I was working with the City of Manhattan. One of the things that Rob Ott delegated to me was working on grant applications, and we did a number of those, whether it be corridor management grants on US 24 or safety grants or geometric improvement grants, and we also were successful with transportation alternative grants. I know the City of Manhattan's working on a couple of those now. One of those we did also was a Phase 1 Safe Routes to School study with the City of Manhattan and USD 383, and I'm looking forward to continuing that partnership with USD 383 potentially with this grant going forward if we're successful.
And that's right, because I think there's a school, and I think Pat even referred to it, 383 is looking at a possible school in Pottawatomie County that they're considering at this point. Pat, any more to add on that? I mean, obviously with money being tight, whenever you can get a little bit of assistance, it seems like a good plan.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're always looking at the bottom line and what it takes to get there. And this day and age, it doesn't take as much as it used to, you know. I mean, it gets there pretty fast, and we're limited to, you know, what we can do, and we try to do the best we can with the funds available. And, you know, it's just like the folks yesterday that came in, you know, on the road. You know, I feel I know what they're saying, I feel for them, but you know, there again, at the same time, we've got 900 miles of the roads that are probably pretty much under the same conditions. And, you know, they're in an area that has grown rapidly over the last 15 or 20 years. So we're gonna look at that area and see if we can do something to, you know, help them out a little bit. And there's always, you know, we talk certain projects that we look that might be started, you know, at the end of this year, the first of next year. And you stop and look back at a couple of them, and that's been 2 or 3 years ago, and they haven't even been started yet. So I understand their concerns, but, you know, there's things that take place. The wet spring, you know, tied up some money that we had allocated to do some of these projects. And you need the money to make things happen. So we'll just continue to work on them.
Well, before we go ahead and wrap things up today, Robert, anything more from you or Peter or Leslie, any of you? Anything else you're wanting to add today? Go ahead, Robert.
Well, I think that, you know, really, the public works, you spoke mostly about public works and so forth, which seems to be a lot of activity through that office. And Peter does have a good crew out there. I know as the winter sets in, they'll rely upon them much more. But really overall, a good group of people up there at the county. One of the things that the commission does on an annual basis is host a employee appreciation breakfast, and so they did that actually yesterday morning too. So that's always good to show some appreciation and so forth, because they all really do a very fine job for the county and for the people in the public there.
Leslie, did you have something you wanted to add too?
Oh, I just wanted to add to come out to the Fall Festival. It's this Thursday from 2 to 6. See what we're doing and meet the health department employees and learn about us.
And again, welcome to Peter and your new role as Public Works Director for Pottawatomie County. Anything you're wanting to add?
I'm just really excited to begin work. There's a lot of projects, as Pat mentioned, a lot of things that need to be accomplished. And I got a lot of energy, a lot of excitement on getting those projects accomplished and making an impact on the lives of the people in Pottawatomie County. That's really why I want to be a Public Works Director, is I can have that direct impact on how people live and how they feel. And that always brings a real big grin on my face when you can do something that really makes someone's life better.
Well, thanks to all four of you for stopping by today. Very informative program. Appreciate it. Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Pat Waxelman, Administrator Robert Reese, new Public Works Director Peter Clark, and also Health Director Leslie Campbell. We'll take a break. We come back, we're expecting Richard Potter, Greg Aldrich, also Trent Armbrust, talking about a national pet food innovation workshop. And again, questions or comments, 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus.